Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are virtually tied, or at least they are sometimes in the polls. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada about Clinton's alleged misuse of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
The election will be on Tuesday, and at last note, Clinton leads Trump 48% to 43% in the Washington Post ABC tracking poll. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper, whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July. This is VOA News.